I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Boom, we're back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome back to the Coach HP Show, straight from Grapevine, Texas. Grapevine, Texas. Fun fact, I did not know Grapevine even existed. I learned that about 3 years ago. 3 years ago is when I learned Grapevine existed. I think it's about 20 minutes from DFW, if I'm not mistaken, from Dallas-Fort Worth, the Dallas airport. Beautiful community. Shout out to my man Kevin. He's the best. Does it out there. He's in charge of the whole place. I think he should be mayor, if not governor, or if not congressman. The guy should be up there. He's the best. He's the best. Great experience. Saw my boy Matt. Out of all the kids that I've worked with, he's the only one that I've ever gone and seen them sign personally. So that was pretty cool experience. Goes to show you that the most important thing in anything, again, is the effort and attitude. Right now, you might not be where you're at, but if you keep working, good things will happen. If you keep working, good things will happen. Will happen. Gonna get on it. I released 2 episodes this week. The first one, we're back in the golf world. We got my boy Michael from Asher Golf, my opinion, top golf glove in the game. The golf gloves are just beautiful. The style's cool, the way they fit. Fun fact, I used to wear 2 gloves. I heard there was a guy named Tommy 2 gloves before. I used to do it like a baseball bat. But I haven't golfed yet with the Ashers. I put them on. They look amazing. He sent me a couple. He sent me a most popular one, which is the cognac one, which is the classic one. So I'm excited to play and wear that. But just overall, a great conversation. I think you'll learn a lot. I love his approach. Young dude. In a great position, in a great company. They're out in Utah. So without further delay, in today's show, I got my man Michael from Asher Golf. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, boom. Mike, and we're on. Mike, they call you Mike or Michael?
Either one. I'm the third, so 3 is the most common.
Bro, first thing, when I talk to a guy like you, dude, that set of hair, man. Talk to me about that, bro. That thing looks amazing. Do you put anything in it at all or no?
A very low mat, low hold. It's all in the blow dry. People underrate the blow dryer. So
you blow dry your hair?
I do.
How often?
Not every day. I would say like 3 times a week, just when I need to make it look extra good.
Bro, I lost my hair. But I'm a big fan of hair. So I celebrate dudes with that kind of hair and that hairline all day long, brother.
Hey, but you get the beard, though. I can't get that. I just got like a constant 5 o'clock shadow.
Really? Is that how long it goes?
No, it goes longer, but it's patchy.
It gets patchy, huh? All right, dude. All right. So you are in Utah.
Yes, sir.
I just had on my show, pretty right now, Joe from Uncommon Golf.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
I think you guys are doing something together today?
We're hoping to, yeah. Hoping to.
Yeah, I just such a great golf community up there in Utah, man. How I know about you guys, there's a store here in Miami that's called the Pro Shop.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I see your gloves out there. And I'm like, wow, this looks fucking cool, man. I was like, this thing looks cool. And I'm so, I think, obsessed. And so grateful that what is happening now in golf is just cool equipment, cool things, cool vibes along with the game, dude. How long have you been in, is it, it's Ash Gloves, right?
Asher. Yeah.
Asher Gloves. How long have you been there? Tell me the backstory. Talk to me.
I've been with Asher for about just over a year and a half now. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a little young. I graduated from college last year. So right out of college, I started working here. It's not my first experience of the golf industry. I say I was born into it. My dad has worked in golf since forever. Nice. He was at Wilson, then he went to Adams before they got bought out, then back to Wilson. Now he's at Callaway. So I've been around the game my whole life. I interned at Callaway during college, graduated, wanted to kind of just go do something a little different. And different as in good, as in disrupting the mundane of golf.
Right.
Then now I'm here.
What does Pops do in Callaway?
I believe his official title is director of tour fitting. So mainly just innovating the fitting game and nice, helping average golfers get better and good golfers get great. And just really working on getting better.
Do you play yourself?
I do. Yeah. I shot my personal best last weekend, actually. Shot 76.
Congratulations,
so bro. Would have made a few more putts, then would have been a little lower. But I was pretty happy about that.
Bro, do you use I remember the last time that I kind of heard of golf, the Epic was like the big thing, their big driver. I think it was called the Epic. Do you use all Callaway stuff?
I do use all Callaway stuff. Yeah, I got set up with a full bag when I interned there. So I'm kind of a brand loyalist when it comes to clubs.
I love it, dude. I love the loyalty. What kind of bag do you have?
I got an Asher bag, our Sunday carry from last year. I'm still rocking that one, but until we come out with some new ones next year.
I didn't know you guys have bags, dude. I'm obsessed with the gloves, man. I love the gloves. I love the look of it. I saw one that had like some snakes.
Oh yeah,
on it too, which looked cool. What makes you guys pop? Is it the culture's using it? Is it just the quality? Is it the look? What's making Asher pop?
I would say it's a combination of all those. I say when we set out to redesign the golf glove, not in like it's different stitching and things like that. We wanted to make sure that it was top of the line. So we started with the best leather you can put in a golf glove, AAA Cabretta leather. We sourced that. We own our own factory. So we control the supply chain a little better, which is nice. Why we've been able to combat COVID a little good in our opinion. So once we got the quality down and the feel down, then we could really just go with whatever we like. We all here in the office love fashion, love to mix things up a little bit. So we just decided, you know what, like the glove is an extension of your personality and your style. So why are we all wearing the same glove? Like we're all individuals. We all don't have the same swing. Golf is such an individual sport. Why not make the glove just an extension of that? And I think the culture's caught on to that, you know, so many golfers have come into the industry, like with COVID, you can play outside, you can stay away from people, you know, it's super safe. Sure. So the more amateurs and the more people that are just getting into it and getting the itch, I guess you could say, they're catching on in the wave that, you know, golf isn't, it shouldn't be as traditional as some people make it out to be.
1,000%, bro. That's why I think it's so important that a dude like you is involved in this, because you're the rarity, right? You have a golf background. So you have the classic with Pops, like the whole thing. But now you being in the position you're at, you kind of can do the best of both worlds, which I think it's really cool, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I background's in golf, but I definitely have other interests like sneakers and fashion, things like that. So I think it's a good combination, because collabs are the big thing, and
huge.
I've tried to bring that on as well here.
What's your favorite sneaker?
Like in general, like just
yeah. Like, or like, oh, that you have, that you own.
Oh, that I own. I'm a big North Carolina Tar Heel fan, and I got.
So you're a Utah. Hold on. Slow down a second, bro.
Yeah.
You're a Utah guy. That's a North Carolina. Did you go to UNC?
I didn't. So my family is actually from Chicago. That's where I went to high school.
Oh, so you're a Chicago guy. All right.
Yeah, I'm a Bulls, Cubs, Blackhawks, through and through.
Okay. So did that Jorge Soler thing hurt you at all?
Yeah. My buddy's a big Braves fan. And so when he hit the home run, I said, hey, go Cubs, dude.
Go Cubs.
You're welcome.
Like, I love it.
But yeah, big UNC fan. And luckily I had a buddy hook me up with a pair of the University Blues.
Okay.
Ones. So that's my favorite pair. Not only because it's one, it's a, the one's just such a classic silhouette, but it's my favorite colors, represents my team. So that's the, my favorite in my collection right now.
Dude, as a Cubs fan, so I come from the baseball world originally.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm the biggest failure in the history of Miami baseball, bro, by far. But in knowing players and a kid that I play with in college is actually the your head of international scouting for the Cubs. Obviously, I felt really happy for you guys when the Cubs were doing good. Like, I felt real happy. And I love that it was Theo Epstein and that whole thing was involved. And now you're kind of back to, and I love Madden, by the way, which is a great
thing. Yeah, me too.
Then now that you're kind of back to where it is, that feels a little sucky for Chicago, right?
Totally. I think the trade deadline this year was one of the worst days of my year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was like we threw in the towel and then everything else we had in our pocket. And I was just like, well, here comes the rebuild.
Who's the best player you stayed with, Mike? Who's the best player you stayed with?
I really like Wilson Contreras. I think he
okay.
I think catcher is such an underrated position that if you have someone that can hit for average and he's still got some pop with him.
Right.
But I think he makes up a lot on the defensive end that sometimes when our pitching is lacking or walking too many guys, I feel a little more confident with runners on base. So yeah, I would say Wilson, but I think the farm system coming up is nice. I have a little bit of faith in the young guys we brought up, but who knows? We'll see.
Dude, what is the number one selling golf glove right now? What color for you guys?
For us, definitely the Kodiak. It's like that nice caramel colored leather glove. We only bring it around once a year, if that, and it sells out. I mean, I always make sure I bring some extra hardware to the website when that happens.
Out, huh?
Yeah.
How do you view, I'm always curious because they got lucky with you. How do you view social media? How does the company view it? Is it progressive? Do they listen to your feedback? Like, how do you view that for you guys?
You're talking like us as a company, social media, or me?
Yes, personally? Yes. No, like you as a person, but obviously operating through Asher Golf, how do you guys view social media? Are you like, okay, we're pro this way? What's your concept on that?
Yeah. We're definitely pro social media. I think like it's evolving rapidly. And do I agree with all of the changes, things like that? I think it's getting harder for brands like us, like mainly product-based brands, to really get their name out there, like even more when it comes to awareness, just because I feel like TikTok is changing social media, where it's like, all we want to see is 30-second videos and we want skits and we want funny sounds and things like that. It's like, I can post a reel. Is it going to do great? Not really, because you know the audience is getting younger and they're not, you know, so it's all about evolving and things like that. Our number one thing when it comes to social media is photography and content. First thing I did was just try to elevate that content game even better, because I think like you can see a product pic, you can see a product page, you can see, you know, a rendering or something like that, but until you see it on someone's hand, that's like,
of course,
that's how you know you're going to love the glove and things like that. It's like sneakers. Like second you see the on foot, you're like, oh, I actually do like that pair. You know, like that colorway would match into this and this. So
what is, I'm going to pull you guys up here right now. Do you guys have a lot of tour players, or is it more the common golfer?
It's more the common golfer. This year we did sign like officially, Mike Weir, who won the Masters back in 2003. He's on the Champions Tour now. He's a local guy. Obviously we're interested in those guys and it is a focus, but we want someone who's going to like embrace the brand, not just like give me an ad spot for money, you know? Cause Asher's all about being different and being authentic and genuine.
It's beautiful, dude. It's beautiful, man. Like I could stay looking at your guys' stuff forever, man. Like it's real cool. Like show you like this shirt right here with this.
Oh yeah, the patrol. Yeah.
That's cool, man, with the thing, with the two golf sticks and the I like all that stuff, man. What this is another thing that's cool too, that you guys put like logos and stuff there.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of people using the customizing stuff?
We do have a number of custom gloves. Yeah, like that's something that we also pride ourselves on is being able to.
Right there, right?
Yeah, there's the Cognac.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, if you can hit the 150 piece minimum, we can get about as wild as you want. Like we did the snakes one. We have like liquid bake technology where you can bake a print into a glove. You can do a custom tab like the Popsicle one or things like that. Bro. So yeah, we've done some pretty cool customs over the years.
How do you, the future of this for you, man, is what? Where do you see Asher going? Like how do you grow it, man? Like what's on your brain about that?
Biggest thing is we launched apparel this year. So the goal is basically to create apparel that can be worn on and off the course, super seamlessly. Like we just saw this gap that like a lot of golf apparel right now, you go on the course, wear like a super polyester polo or, you know, performance stretch and you get off and your buddies are like, oh, you just came from the course, right? You know, it's like you can immediately tell that was golf. Yeah. But we want you to be comfortable and also like not have to like not know where you're coming from. You should be able to go from your desk job or wherever you're going straight right to the course and back, hang out with friends after and not feel like you're.
Yeah. More like hype.
I got to go change.
Yeah. Like more like hype beast, you know, more if that's your style, more streetwear and the golf things and stuff like that. I think that's cool, man. I think that's cool. What style do you have when you play, man? I haven't yet since I came back to golf. So I started to play golf in 2000. I was probably 31 years old, 32 years old.
Hey, never too early.
Dude, and I only played it because Michael Jordan was having I was in Vegas and I was so I went from Cuba, Miami, Cuba, Spain, Miami.
Wow.
Miami, North Carolina for a little bit, back to Miami, Los Angeles for 6 years, Las Vegas for four. And when I was in Las Vegas, I worked in a nightclub called Hyde in the Bellagio.
Okay.
And obviously all my customers were a lot of my customers were gamblers or golfers. And Michael Jordan would have at Shadow Creek there in Las Vegas, the Michael Jordan Invitational Classic. And my first ever time playing golf was with Michael Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And I fell in love with what I saw. I fell in love with the place. Everything to me, Mike just looked like in heaven. I go, this is the greatest thing in the world. I had no idea how to play. And then I became a member of TPC Summerlin.
Okay.
Obviously, nice, I had seen the whole Tiger Woods thing happen and the whole huge thing, but I was too young. I was in high school and nobody around me ever played. I was just baseball 24/7. So when I started playing golf, golf was on a downside. At that time, people weren't playing as much. There was a lot of courses closing and stuff like that. And something that you mentioned was the COVID things that golf has definitely won the pandemic and it's done amazing.
100%.
And I started to see that. So now I work with, which is interesting for you guys, I work with probably about 50 junior golfers. Only a mindset, not on the swing. I'm not a swing coach. I don't know anything about the swing. But it's all a mindset, right?
100%.
Junior golfers, and out of those, the 50 that are actually working, playing in tours, and 15 that are top in the world, juniors that are like gangsters. They're really good, bro.
That's awesome.
And how I started that was one of them, I used to train in baseball when he was five, and he transitioned to the golf world.
Interesting.
So I'm excited to come out with my golf style because I noticed you got to have a style, bro, especially if your game's not good. You got to have at least a stilo to back it up. What's your golf style, dude?
Clothing wise, I would say I'm like a mix of past and present, I guess you could say. Like,
okay.
I mean, it's been ingrained with me that I wear a collared shirt every, you know, if I go on the golf course.
Do you still have to, hold on one second, do you still have to wear a collared shirt or no?
No. I don't think that a polo is necessarily required on the golf course these days. Unless it's a private course, then you obviously confined to their thing. But yeah, I'm like a polo hoodie type guy.
Okay.
I'm definitely a team golf hoodie, even though that's kind of controversial in the golf world.
It never bothers you. So when you swing the hoodie, it never bothers you?
Not really. I mean, we came out with this layering hoodie, and it's super like lightweight, so it doesn't move with you or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like a hoodie on the course, pants, shorts, doesn't really matter. And then I got the Jordan 4 cement golfs. So I wear those every time.
The Jordan 4, is that, what's it called?
The cement, the white cement that they just came out with.
Is that the one with a little bit of green, or it's all white with like the white cement. So like the black cement, the white cement.
White cement, yep. Nice. And they got spikes on the bottom. So
Where'd you get those?
My dad had a friend that helped us get a pair. So I paid for them and everything, but yeah.
I love it. I love it. So do you clean them after? Do you have them like on point, the shoes?
I definitely clean them. I wouldn't say after every time, because I think a little bit of wear makes them look good, but I got some inserts to keep the creases out and clean them every once in a while. Yeah.
I love it. Couple more questions, man. I could talk to guys like you.
Yeah, forever, keep going, bro. Dude.
I could talk to guys like you forever. What's your favorite type of music, man?
Gosh, I like a lot of different things. I would say right now it's like a little bit of alternative type stuff. Like I listen to, it's interesting because I listen to like during work when I'm in the zone, I listen to like Lucas Joyner right now. And
Lucas Joyner, like, that country,
it's rap.
His name's Luke, so a rap guy named Lucas Joyner.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite like Lucas Joyner. Favorite Lucas Joyner song.
It's called "Shoot My Shot." It's from the Space Jam soundtrack. Actually,
all right, I like it. I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, it's I just like upbeat things. I like, not, I would say positive. Like, not into the whole like, I guess the sad boy anthems, I guess you could say.
I get that.
But yeah, I do. I just like a good beat, honestly. So
I respect that. Yeah. How often are you out playing golf, like with the company? Do you guys go out a lot to have a presence, or do you, when you play golf, is it more solo? You just doing your thing?
It's more with friends and or the company. During the summers, we play a lot more. Like, we had some mandatory golf Fridays where we would play before work, like nine holes, even that. But right now, luckily in Utah, it's still like mid 50s, 60s. So
it's playable.
So it's still playable. Like, I'll play on Saturday. I played last Saturday. The week's for the grind right now, just because we got a lot of stuff coming up. But the weekends I try to hit it.
Any big launch you want to talk about? Anything that's coming up that you're excited about?
Black Friday obviously is going to be big. Winter will be coming out with a lot of, like, obviously new glove collection. What I'm most excited about is we'll have a retail store, brick and mortar. It'll be our first one. It'll be in downtown Salt Lake at City Creek Mall.
Nice.
And we're opening that up December 1st. So that is the big sprint right now. So it'll be cool to, like, yeah, like we've been 100% e-commerce with obviously wholesale, but it'll be cool to get in front of the community, show off the brand even more, and just increase that exposure, hopefully.
Brother, I love that, man. I love that. Dude, I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped for you. I'm pumped that you're part of this thing. I'm excited. Before I let you go, any questions for me, man? Anything I can help you with?
No, dude. I mean, I would talk baseball with you all the time. I didn't start playing until after high school. I played shortstop until I was 18. So
yeah. What type of glove did you use?
I had an A2000. Luckily, when my dad worked at Wilson, I got to meet.
That's right. Your dad's a Wilson guy.
Yeah. So,
so I'm the first influencer. I'm the first influencer signed with Rawlings, right?
Ooh, I do love a good Rawlings, though. I gotta admit.
You see the logo, see the customizing.
Oh, that's sick.
And I don't know if you've seen the new, as a shortstop, you'd appreciate this one. I don't know if you've seen the new Rev 1X.
I haven't, no.
So this this is the future. Nice. So this is Lindor's model right here.
Okay.
So they made it, bro, clean. Looks like you could customize this, what he's done to this. Like you could really, it's a heart of the hide, but it's like almost like carbon. It's amazing, dude. So this is the future right here, but those are the, that is awesome, dude. Those are the classics, dude. So
that's awesome.
Let me see. So favorite player growing up was who for you?
Ichiro, actually.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, I was undersized, and the fact that he could hit just about any ball, and my dad played D1, smaller school in Indiana, but he always just like hit it where it's pitched out, like very cliche type thing.
Yeah, you have to though, but you have to, man. If
you have to,
unless you're a beast. Listen, I was at the All-American game, the perfect game, All-American game in San Diego.
Okay.
Top 40 players in the country. We're talking about, there's a kid there, 16 years old. Now he's 17. 16 years old, throwing 100 miles per hour.
Jeez.
In Petco Park, playing against the top competition and literally down the play. Because, you know, you got there's people that probably could throw 100 if you could throw hard, but it's all over the place. No, this dude is fucking right down the middle. Choo, 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 like nothing.
And then
you have my man, Elijah Green, who's a Miami commit, who's not stepping one foot into Miami. They're both actually the 100-mile guy. Is a Miami too, not touching one step into Miami. Elijah's 6 foot, like 3, runs a 6 flat 60. Jeez. Hits 450 foot bombs. These kids are out of control, man. But that's the rarity. Most of us, no matter how it is, you got to hit the ball the opposite field. You got to do stuff like that because, man, when the pitching changes, and every one of these kids there that's a pitcher was throwing 92 and above. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, that is definitely that's the reality today. I feel like I played pretty top level, and I think I faced like 95, 96 once or twice. But
crazy.
Nowadays it's like these kids are just playing every weekend, getting flown out for tournaments, like throwing 98, like just like it's nothing.
Dude,
it's insane.
I'm pumped for you. Brother, this has been awesome, dude. I'm going to tag you guys. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to talk to you now after, because I have a goal that everybody that I have on the show, I'm building my club. Because I don't have clubs yet, because I've all my clubs and all my stuff were Nike stuff.
Yeah.
Because that Nike was popping back then. Yeah, no, but I'm coming strong with all new stuff. And the golf glove I'm going to use you guys. So
I appreciate that.
I'm going to stop the recording here. Okay. And then we're going to talk about that. But I'm super excited about you. Okay, hold on. Let me stop this thing here.